34.
I did say every time. I'm not saying episodes, I'm saying it. But yeah, I think it's 34.
Is it 34 now?
Yeah. We're growing up.
Wow.
We're all the way in there. That's 34 weeks. That's nearly a year. 20 weeks off a year. No, 18.
Going to just tell you, sorry to put in, we're fast approaching 500,000 hours of people listening to us.
Half a million. How good's that?
That's weird.
Really bloody good.
It's fucking weird. It's a worry.
It's 500,000 hours of people listening to our bullshit.
Yeah.
It's good bullshit,
I've
got
plenty of bullshit.
Yeah.
We have a lot of bingers, don't we?
Yeah, we do. We like a binger, though.
Yeah.
We do.
What?
Excuse you.
Did you have to?
Calm yourself.
Honk. Gordon Bennett.
Honk if you're horny.
Mr. Potts. Yeah, all right.
Fuck off. We heard you first.
Behave, right? You horny little bastard.
Oh, he's got he's got Youngin in truck.
Oh, is he? Yeah.
Okay. Youngin's having
it's
a go.
It's all right. We're in a truck stop.
Actually,
what do you expect?
I'm going to be putting my horns back in my lorry, sir.
Right, I'm going to go over there and shove that fucking horn up his ass.
Trying to get an episode done here, lads. Fucking hell. Yeah.
Mind you, look, come on, we are aiming at truck drivers, so having a horn in the background is probably not a bad thing.
Can get horny. It's fine.
So your horns are going back in yours, are they?
They will be, yeah.
What
I've
did you
got
have?
I've got the Basuri horns, so right. Baby Shark and Sandstorm and that. There's a few videos on my TikTok where I've set them off.
Sweet.
And
I do like to see them. Matt's not into trucks
at all. Obviously,
because gay. But yeah, I like that stuff, Pete.
Yes. We're all massive children. We are massive children. Yeah,
I've been driving trucks for fucking 19 years. I just drive it. It's just a truck to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a tool.
Him and Josh wank over him.
No, I wouldn't say we wank over him. We appreciate a nice truck.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
The thing is if everybody liked everything the same, life would be boring as fuck.
Don't get me wrong, I can appreciate a nice truck. I do like the look of a nice truck, but I'm not... Like, Josh pulled something up in chat the other day about lights, Kelsa. I'm like, what the fuck's Kelsa?
I can't believe you didn't know what Kelsa was.
Why would I?
Why wouldn't you?
Do you know everything? Well, you probably do, but if I would say, oh, I'm just going to go and buy some Lucas lights for fucking car.
Lucas?
Lucas don't make lights.
Well, not anymore.
No,
exactly. I mean, I was around when they did.
Yeah, they was the round spotlights, weren't they?
Yeah.
Well, they don't anymore.
Yeah, I'm just not into it like that. I didn't know what fucking Kelsa is.
It's lights.
Don't give fuck.
Light bars.
I don't give fuck.
Don't give fuck. Don't give fuck.
Oh, dear.
So what we're getting into today then, lads?
Oh, my fucking phone's... today we're sleep deprived.
Sleep deprived.
Sleep deprivation.
Yeah, it's a thing that we've probably all experienced, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
Especially when you're only having 9 hours off.
Mm-hmm.
I find 9 hours feels like three.
Mm. Yeah, after my long day of the week from fucking A66, I had 9 hours off after that. And next 2 days, then I just felt fucked.
You feel like catching up.
Yeah.
Because even though you're having 9 hours off, you're still doing your travelling in that as well. So I had about 5.5 hours sleep.
Yeah.
But
it's lucky for you because you only live, 10 minutes away from work?
10 minutes, 7 miles.
I'm half an hour, 35 minutes.
Yeah.
So if I'm having 9 hours off, I'm essentially only having 7 hours and 50 off.
Easily sortable for you though, just pull caravan closer.
Move camp.
Just set up down the road.
Yeah, it's not that it's hard to find running water and a decent light to tap into the electrics as well.
Well, yeah, just a nice street lamp. Or
is your bum hurting, Matt?
Yeah, very uncomfortable down there, I find. So, sleep deprivation and then
I said absolutely nothing because I did actually have nothing to say.
I reckon he took a pound in last night, to be fair.
So, yeah. Yeah. Somebody push your stool in.
No. Prostate examination with a rape bar. He didn't even spit on his finger.
That wasn't his finger.
Oh, aren't we
It's turned brown. It's turned brown.
It's not blue, it's brown.
So, sorry, back to the sleep deprivation.
Yeah. Oh, I thought we were going to go on about Matt's walnut.
Aren't we already? I'm going to drop Mike and leave.
Boom.
Tired driving, sleep deprivation.
Yeah.
I don't know, tired driving.
I wouldn't recommend driving tired, but, you know, there's certain actions that you can take, regular breaths, regular breaks. plenty of drinks, you know, water, have the window open.
Do you know what, as well? Talk to somebody.
Yeah, talk to somebody.
You know, we've all got hands free. Yeah, I know, it's frowned upon.
We can't do that while we're going down the road, Pete. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Well,
it's frowned upon and it's stupid.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's no different.
No.
In my opinion, I'll probably get absolutely ripped apart for this, but it's no different to having a passenger.
It's not.
Yeah, you're right.
If you've got a passenger as well, you're talking to them, you're turning your head.
Yes.
Yeah. That's even worse than Bluetooth, in my opinion, but obviously it's technology in a cab, you're not allowed. But yeah, I totally agree with that.
Yeah, it's you just like I said, just be proactive about it.
Window down, break, aircon on or something, so it's fucking cold, slap your sending face. I don't know. You get one of those tired boners, don't you?
I was just about to mention that. There's nothing worse.
The old
and we're in short season as well.
My blood pressure's dropping, so my penis is rising.
You can soon wet your sin up on your lay, by
I've seen a few people do that as they've driven past me, waking themselves up.
Yeah, I have. GXO driver on M62 the other week.
I thought you were XPL.
Same company, isn't it? GXO XPL.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Being pedantic.
No, you're being pedantic.
Pedantic.
You're being a pedanto.
Yes. But yeah, it's short season, so don't be tempted to just knock it out of the leg of your shorts.
No. Just
I don't wear shorts.
Pull over. Don't you?
No.
Why not?
Well, I do at home, but not out on the road.
Oh, living shorts, mate.
I don't.
I ain't got the legs for it. I've got one left leg bigger than the other. I mean, my left leg is bigger than the other.
One left leg bigger. How many left legs do you got?
I'm
talking shit. Yeah. Insect, piss off. Yeah, my left leg is bigger than my right because of clutch.
All right, okay.
Back in the days of yore, where we had manual gearboxes.
A what?
Manual.
Yeah, I've done one of them.
What's this you speak of?
Manuel?
Manuel. It's that device that's usually in the middle of a car or a truck, it's beside your seat. It's a little stick. It's not something to sit on.
No.
Okay.
That's upsetting.
And some of them actually have like 16 fucking gears.
Yeah. I used to love a Zenith 4x4.
These Yankees, I don't understand.
Sorry, not a Zenith, a ZF.
Is that a knock box?
I had a knock box. That was
they were fucking terrible.
Yeah, terrible. I had a knock box on an Iveco.
Yeah, that's what ours was.
Or an Iveco, whatever you want to call it.
Shit.
Yeah.
Select wrong fucking box on a roundabout and you're fucked.
Yeah.
It's horrendous.
Luckily, I've never had that problem in a truck. Obviously, I do drive a manual car, but yeah.
Manuel.
Okay.
But just had an itch there. Sorry.
It's scratching. I don't know what's going on.
If you lot could see what's going on here, Matt's all over the place, bless him.
Yeah, he's put his arse in me face and everything.
I don't think my B-Day
It's not that
quite.
Kind of establishment.
You're not quite getting all the corners.
I don't think my B-Day quite cut it this morning.
No.
No.
B-Day.
Bidet.
I'm going to have a go on that later.
You're not coming.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God. Dan's just took a picture of Ash's head.
Dan, will you fuck off? I didn't do that to you, did I?
No.
Is this the bald patch, is it?
Yeah. They're trying to make out it's as big as yours, Pete.
Have you got one, Pete?
I've got a very... You know I've got very big bald patch.
No, I haven't got a bald patch. You've got a big centre part in.
He's got a big bald head.
I've got a very big bald head. Yes.
Oh. It's a big centre part in. That's all it is.
These are getting there. I'm still quite lucky, mate. So I don't know how. I wear hats quite a lot, and hats don't do you well, do they? No.
I wore a hat all through my teenage years because Chav. And now I've got a McDonald's airline, as my daughter calls it.
I can know.
Yeah.
I see it like a Count Dracula headline.
Count Dracula.
Do you know what I mean?
We've really gone off topic.
Yeah, we have gone off topic here, haven't we?
We do, though, don't we?
Let's get back on track.
We do, though. Let's go back on track.
Sort of be the authoritative older man. I mean, that might turn some people on here, but...
Yeah, old man's told us now. Let's get on with it.
Yeah. Granddad's telling us off.
Couldn't you?
Don't we all, 80? Sleep deprivation, tired fucking driving. I haven't done much tired driving.
Well, I used to work for the same company that you guys work for, but through the supply chain.
Right.
Delivering beer.
Uh-huh.
And it
used to mean midnight to midday or midday to midnight. I was all over the place. I did it for a year. And in the end, the job was great. Yeah. The people were great that I worked with. But it was just, it was push, push, push. And you had to go in and load your lorry.
A lot of carrying as well, isn't there? A lot of carrying.
Well, I mean, because I was only going from one place to another. You know, it was like a hub.
All right, okay.
So I'd literally turn up and it'd just be forklift. I'd just have to literally move the curtains and move the nets and get everything out of the way. But what you used to try and do was get there as quickly as possible, especially on the night shift. Yeah. Get there as quickly as possible and get your head down for an hour before they turn up and start unloading you at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it was a case of get back, get unloaded, and then go home, have your 12 hours off or whatever it was.
But yeah.
Because it was during the day and there's noise, and at the time I lived near a very noisy RAF base.
Right.
With F-16s taking off all over the place.
Marham?
No, I'm close to that now. We do hear the F-35s going up.
Lake and Heath.
Yeah, it was Lake and Heath, yeah.
Lake and Heath.
Yeah, they're very noisy.
Yes.
Bunch of flyboys.
Yes.
But they keep us safe. They keep us free.
Yeah. See, what would you say constitutes to a night shift? What is it? What start time is a night shift?
We had this with Josh.
Yeah, we did. So I want to just stamp it out.
Officially, it's 10 till 4, isn't it?
10 till 4.
Mm.
So if I start at 3, that's a night shift.
Apparently so. Yes.
Right.
Anything
even,
before,
even though it runs
I think
until
it's
dinner time.
Yeah.
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 Cool.
Yeah, because isn't there a restriction that you can only be on shift for 10 hours or something? Is it something like that? Because I've never really used it.
No,
yeah.
I am. I don't know technicalities of it all.
No.
I just find, I've done a couple of nights. We do odd little bit. Me and Pav went down to Southampton one night.
Bumming.
Wait, Pav? No. I'm not gay.
Well, you keep playing with your arse.
Yeah. Keeps picking his sat here picking his bum ears.
Picking his bum.
Thing I find with like late night driving is road closures.
Yeah, it's a bastard, isn't
it? It is a bastard.
Fucking hell. Yeah.
It just puts hours onto you.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was Cassie, were parked up at the Fox one night and we was due to be down at fucking Hoo Junction I think we wanted to be there for 7. So we were setting off early. It's 2.5 from the Fox. Setting off early-ish. I think I put my card in at 4 o'clock. As soon as I pulled onto A1, diversion.
Yeah.
We had to go all the way back up to come down the A52 to pick up the A14.
Yeah.
Fucking nightmare. Yeah.
Fucking Hanoi.
Yeah. So I essentially saved myself no time whatsoever. Mm. I may as well have just left the yard at 6 o'clock and made the journey from there.
That's
because
what?
I still got there at 9 o'clock and I still had to have a 45 minute break there.
Yeah.
That's what I don't understand with all shitbedders. Like, when we're doing these who's and
shitters.
People are starting at 4 in the morning, I'm starting at 6.
Yeah.
Missing all traffic, missing all diversions.
I did exactly the same last week.
At the same time.
Did exactly the same last week.
No.
Me and another driver was on the same run. He rang me. I spoke to him on the Friday before. He said, I'm going down to Hoo Junction. What time are you leaving? I says, I'm not leaving before 6. You'll not see me in here before 6. So, yeah, all right then. So, but he's one of these people that's got to be in front. He's got to be in front. Stays out.
I know plenty of drivers like that.
Yeah, he stays out all week. He's got to be in front. So, he decided to start at 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And he got stuck on the M25. And I met him down at Hoo Junction. And I set off at about, what time did I see you? About 7:15.
You set off about, must have been gone 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I did, for me to see him down there, he had to stop at Thurrock and have a break because he got to Thurrock at 4 hours and 15 minutes.
All right,
terrible place as well.
Yeah,
it
stinks.
Oh,
stinks to piss.
That is,
it's the pits. Yeah. It's finding a space as well.
Yeah,
that's a cunt.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, if I can help it, I won't fucking stop. If I'm running out of time. The place that I normally stop at is Langdon Industrial Estate. So if I think, yeah, fuck it, I'm not going to make it down as far as where I normally go, like Erith. I tend to go, fuck it, and just bang it in a Langdon. I won't go anywhere near that bloody truck stop.
No.
And you can't get into Purfleet without booking it.
Yeah.
And obviously, you can't always foresee what's going to happen on the M25.
Exactly.
So you can't phone up and book like 4 hours in advance.
That's right, it's called the UK's biggest car park.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see where we go down in Kent, from our yard down there, before his trucks got de-restricted as such.
Yeah.
It used to be close to Bone at 4.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you had an hour buffer.
It was
end of day.
4:15 on a good run.
Mm-hmm.
And you could stay on site.
Right.
No, you're not allowed.
Oh.
So his last choice is Thurrock.
Yeah.
Birchanger or Thurrock. But I'd rather not stop him fucking either.
Birchanger stinks.
No.
Birchanger stinks. Thurrock's just a fucking shithole.
Yeah.
You get stuck in there for fucking hours on end in the morning.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, we used to be able to stop on site. Where else? Where's that other place further down?
Clackett Lane.
No, not around 25, on
A2. Oh, on the A2. That, yeah. What, is that that...
Oh, you're on about the little petrol station?
Yeah, the Esso, where it's...
Oh, no, you're 25 on about...
25-minute, that one, isn't it?
You're on about Maidenhead, aren't you?
No.
Maidenhead.
No, that's...
But you'd have to jump on the M20 for that.
Yeah, it's...
International truck stop.
Oh,
That's at Ashford.
That's at Ashford, yeah.
Oh, that's too far, isn't it?
That's stop 24. Is it stop 24?
Miles.
I don't do down there.
Well, between there and fucking who?
Who?
You've stopped there. It's a moto.
Yeah,
moto.
Maidstone.
Maidstone.
Oh, Medway.
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 Yeah, that's
Medway
what I
services.
Said.
That's a bit of a dive, isn't it?
No, it's all right.
That's not too bad.
Me and Brownie, we stopped at Medway before.
Have
you? Yeah, it was all right.
Oh.
The sticker monkeys had been round it.
Had they? Crazy.
Very naughty monkeys.
Crazy sticker monkeys. They get all over the place,
all the
don't
sticker
they?
Monkeys. All the sticker monkeys. I'm just tweaking Brownie's nipples.
What for?
He likes it,
he
obviously.
Does, doesn't
he? He didn't shy away from it like Matt does.
Brownie, where's Dick Lagom?
God.
We can talk about him now he's gone.
He's little.
Is he going home?
He's coming back.
Oh,
he's coming back.
He's
got to go get the main man.
He's got fucking list of patrons and everything.
Oh, is he?
Oh, is he?
Oh, God.
Well, you got one here.
Yeah, we've got. We've got
a shout out
Pete.
To Pete.
Pete's patron. He's coming back.
I speak for everybody. Every patron.
Yes.
I
so
really don't.
Before Pete came on the pod, me and him was having a bit of a conversation, and he's got a very, very interesting story, and I'm sure Matt would like to hear this.
Oh, is this about me nearly blowing me penis off?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, film about.
Yeah.
I thought you'd like it.
Get into it.
I don't know where this comes from.
Yeah.
Like. No, go on.
So, I tipped somewhere a load of... Oh, I can't remember what it was now. I think it was wheat or something like that. And they have a policy where you cannot get in the back of your trailer to sweep out.
All right.
So, I thought, right, okay... I was going to another place to pick up another load, which was completely different and obviously cross-contamination. You need to clean your trailer out.
Yep.
It's part of our rules. And it's part of the Red Tractor rules. So I thought, oh, I know, I'll pull into this lay-by. And what I'll do is I'll be lazy and lift the body up a little bit so all the stuff comes down to the back, and then I can just get my dustpan and brush in through the grain hatch and sweep it out. Well, I didn't get that far. Because what I was doing I was not thinking about what was above me. I was thinking about... Actually, I won't tell you what I was thinking. Well, yeah, do you know what? This is a podcast. I can say what
you
I like.
What
I
was thinking about blowing
my
your own dick
no,
off,
no, no,
you?
No, no. I was not thinking about blowing my own dick, but I was thinking about somebody blowing my dick. And I was daydreaming, and I got out of the cab, I put on the PTO, and I thought, I'll just lift it up. Just lift it up a little bit. And... I went a little bit too far and hit an 11,000 volt cable.
That's where my mind was going.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what was going on at the time. I didn't realise I'd hit this 11,000 volt cable. And I was just sitting there. I had my hand on the throttle. I had my hand on the PTO. I was lifting it up. And all of a sudden, there's a lot of fire coming out the bottom of the lorry. And I'm thinking, turbo's gone, something like that. Why is it still revving?
Yeah.
But it... clearly wasn't that, was it?
We're getting fully charged.
So, my feet started hurting, and everything went very, very bright. I then kind of looked up and went, fuck.
I know what I've done.
I tried very hard to get the PTO to come back down again, but because obviously all your muscles are zapping and everything like that.
Did you have your Viz vest on?
I did not have my high Viz on.
That's the way you went wrong.
Yeah.
Did you have
hard eyes? No.
If you were wearing a vest, you'd have been fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I blew the toenails off my left foot.
Fuck it.
And I, because of my zip, obviously the electricity was trying to find somewhere to get out of my body as it was coursing through my body. And my zip is obviously close to the old chap. And I managed to weld up my urethra.
Fucking hell.
That's
That's made my tail go back in.
Yes.
And my toenails. Yeah.
May just talking about it has made things act like a tortoise.
How long ago was this?
This was November. No. It was 2020, and we were in the middle of the pandemic. But it was, I'd say it was autumn. I can't actually remember because.
Does your dick work?
I'm a little bit broken, but.
Does your dick work?
My dick works.
What about your toenails?
My toenails all grew back. I'm not taking my bloody shoes off, just to show you.
I'm not a
but
feet
yeah,
fan.
Yeah.
He is.
No. You'll have a look at your dick, though.
Right, hang on. You guys can't see this, but here are.
Wow. God, look at that. Massive.
Yeah, that's just the swelling. I've still got it.
I tell you what, Pete, you made me have an innie there.
Yeah.
I've just definitely acted like a terrapin just telling you that, you know.
Did it fuck the truck up then?
It only fucked the tyres.
Really?
It only fucked the tyres up on a unit. It didn't do the airbags. It didn't do the tyres on the trailer because the trailer was all alloy and the wheels were alloy.
Yeah.
But I did everything that was like steel.
Did radio still work?
Radio. Do you know what? Even though it's a DAF and usually it's ta-da-dum, nothing.
Really?
Absolutely nothing.
You maybe fixed it then.
It probably needed an
engine malfunction
faulty. Damn good, you know.
Gone.
bit of electricity through it. But,
a bit of defib.
About to say that.
Yeah.
Clear.
Yeah.
Bang.
Yeah. All of a sudden it went from a 482 to a 980 or something like that.
Fucking turbo DAF.
So you had to have the tyres replaced on the unit?
They had to have the tyres replaced on the unit. They sent out two vans and my fleet manager came down and made sure I was okay. And he said, are you okay to drive back? I said, yeah. He said, we're going to have to go back to the King's Lynn depot. He said,
mate, are you okay to drive back? You've just had fucking how many thousands of volts through
you? I felt a bit jittery, obviously, yeah. But I felt absolutely fine. And at the time, I lived in Norwich and we were taking the lorry back to King's Lynn.
Right.
And I drove it back, no problem, because Pirelli were meeting us there.
Right.
And obviously Pirelli do all our tyres and we have a dedicated van and everything.
Yeah.
And they basically pulled up and one of the farmhands, Liam, he came and took me back to our head office just outside Swaffham.
Yeah.
Which is where the farm is, so I could get my car and drove home.
Swaffham?
Yes. And I drove back to
Swaffham.
You'd fit in well there.
Yeah.
It's full of them.
What? Handsome bastards.
Mm-mm. No.
Caravan dwellers.
All right, thanks. I'm not actually a pikey. I live in a house.
Do
it's
you?
Just got wheels.
How is it? So, anyway, I really need the toilet because obviously things were tingling and I thought, oh God, I really need a piss.
Yeah.
And I went upstairs and it's in a very open workshop and I let fly with the urine and I screamed.
Fucking hell.
I can imagine.
I screamed. Do you know what? Them horrible bastards, not one of them came to see if I was all right.
The fucking mate.
No. And yeah. I literally went downstairs and I'm like, God, Jesus, that fucking hurt.
Yeah.
I come down the stairs, went into the van and Liam just looked at me and went, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine, I'm absolutely fine.
Your
just
eyes are watering now just talking about it.
It's bad enough when you get a bit of soap down, little joke, isn't it?
Or a bit of Mr. Muscle.
Oh, but you think, you think about it, you know, it was
fucker.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, it welded and then it tore itself apart as the urine was trying to go past it.
Come in again.
It was like,
You say the toilet you used was in the workshop?
Yeah, it was just outside the workshop.
You did not get the boring honer.
The honing, the piston honer.
Yeah, the piston honer. You not get that out? The honer, it's a thing that it puts a new surface on the inside of a bore.
All right.
Cylinder bore. We're talking engineering stuff now.
Yeah.
No.
He don't like trucks. He don't like engineering.
He likes dick.
So yes, they took me. Liam took me home. I jumped in my car, drove home, and obviously I told my partner this.
Yeah.
What was going on, and she's a medical professional.
Yeah.
And she went, you'd really need to speak to, like, 101 or something?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Non-emergency.
The non-emergency. No. And anyway, I went on there and I went, I've been electrocuted. I've had 11,000 volts going through me. And they went, are we talking to a fucking ghost? And he literally said that.
Yeah, you're fucking lucky, mate. Yeah.
And he went, I can't believe we're actually talking to you. And I went, he said, do you feel okay? And I went, penis hurts a bit, but... And my foot hurts. But he went, right, okay, I need to get a senior paramedic in on this call.
Yeah.
And all I was literally shouted at Dan, if I get your fucking ass down this hospital now.
Yeah.
I was like, bloody hell, all right. I was like, yeah, you know, I'm all right. No, get down here now. So my partner, she took me down there. And this was during COVID, so she couldn't wait with me or anything like that. So she went home. And I was in there 4 hours, hooked up. Had me winky checked, had me toes looked at.
They had to dress your toes up and stuff like that.
They just literally sprayed iodine at it and threw some plasters at it and went, there, silly little boy. Now fuck off. You know. I come out of there about 1 a.m. I had to wake my partner up, who wasn't too chuffed at being woken up at 1 o'clock in the
fucking
morning.
Fucking hell, it sparkles again.
Yeah. I've had plenty of nicknames ever since. Yeah. You know, I've been called Electric Six, Sparky,
Twinkle Dick.
Yeah, generally. I haven't had Twinkle Dick.
No,
yet.
A new one,
that's
isn't
a new
it?
One. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's wait till this doing. Goes out, and all of a sudden the whole fucking workshop's going to go, "Oh, here he comes! Here comes Twinkle Dick."
Twinkle Dick.
Hashtag
it's
Twinkle
either
Dick.
That. Yeah. It's either that or.
We're adopting.
You know, people
that.
Are going to see me out on the road and go, there he goes. There's Twinkle Dick.
There's Twinkle Dick.
Hello, Twinkle Dick. Flashy, flashy. You know, fuck off.
Yeah, so that's hashtag Twinkle Dick.
Hashtag Twinkle
hashtag
Dick.
Hashtag Twinkle Dick. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Right, dear, oh dear. But
well, like I say, if you'd have had your vest on, you'd have been sound.
I'm sure that some health and safety bod would have wanted to justify his salary going, you shouldn't have done that. Yeah. I know I fucking shouldn't have done that.
Quite
I mean,
clearly I shouldn't have
it's a wonderful
that.
Fucking thing, you know.
Quite clearly I shouldn't have done that.
No.
So have you become like a superhero or else?
Do you know what? I wish I had, and I wish it was some kind of porn capability.
Happened.
So, yeah, Dick all's happened, literally.
For
sake. I suppose I could call him Flash, but it wouldn't be for the electricity reason, would it?
Well, no, because I got my dick out on a
fucking
podcast.
Hell, Pete, put it away. Can you feel the wind off it, Ash?
Yeah, hang on. There you go.
The size of that.
Jesus wept.
Oh, dear, Zeus. Oh, dear. Right, we better get... Should we get back on the live now I've done that?
I forgot what we were talking about.
We were talking about tiredness.
Stupid.
But before we move on, shall we have a word from the sponsors?
Yeah, let's have a quick word from the sponsors.
Cannonballs. This summer it's not about the size of your cannonballs, it's about making a splash with our friends at Manscaped. Let's prep for barbecue season by making sure your grill master has the hottest dogs the summer has ever seen. When you're repping that barbecue, just let your meat speak for itself with the Performance Package 4.0. It's time to get ready and not sweaty by going to manscaped.com and using the code JTAPOD for 20% off and free shipping. I'll tell you now, we all know about my one big knacker, and navigating around that with a regular clipper was a job and a half, weren't it, Lisa?
Too manly.
Chuffing we're. But since Manscaped sorted us out with these packages, tidying the front garden is a doddle of a job. With the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer and its cutting-edge ceramic blade, say goodbye to them dreaded grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 also has a new multifunction on-off switch, can engage a travel lock, and gives you the ability to do a bit of stealth trimming with its 4K LED spotlight. It's waterproof too, so at beach, pool or shower, don't leave any stragglers out when you fancy wearing your budgie smugglers. Now then, Manscaped Liquid Formulations is basically the ball freshness version of cracking open a cold one. They've got Crop Preserver ball deodorant keeping you cool from sunrise to sunset. So get 20% off and free shipping with the code JTAPOD at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com using the code JTAPOD. The perfect way to get your hot dog sizzling this summer.
So that were that then.
That were that.
Yep, I'm an idiot.
Yeah. So you could use some of that stuff and shave around your area and make it look a bit better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder when we were going to get
Twinkle Dick.
On, get onto the, Twinkle Dick made to look more twinkly.
Let's make it look good.
Oh, I couldn't imagine.
Couldn't imagine.
Cunty.
Yeah, all I can say is just just be aware of your surroundings.
100%.
I mean, when I got my new truck a couple of months ago, the beware of electricity overhead power lines, yeah, and be aware, that is on my door.
Yeah.
There, so when I'm stood there doing my PTO now, it's there.
Yeah, it wants to be on your forehead, really.
Well, it
well.
Wants to be in front of me like that.
Yeah. To be fair.
Wants to
see it.
Look in a mirror. Yeah, oh, but it's backwards. I can't read it. Yeah. I can't understand it, yeah. So I'm going to do it again. Fucking no, I really am not going to fucking do
so
it.
So
no.
We're not going to talk about close calls.
We was.
Well, that's a pretty close call. I mean, there was another close call with an explosion down at an oil seed rape plant.
The best type of oil seed.
Right? Well, yeah. There are many types. There's the high acid, there's the high acid, and there's the low acid type.
Is there?
Mm. Yeah.
Matt just likes the rapey type.
Yeah, just yeah.
Yellow bastard flowers that make your eyes itch like mad.
That's it, the wind's getting up.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Bad for your hay fever, that stuff when you walk in one of them.
I fucking suffered terribly with hay fever. I've really, really suffered this year. And I took dogs out for a walk this morning. I were out there at 5:30. And we're walking around our local woods, and you've got to walk through a field to get to them. Fucking hell. I were nearly fucking dead by the time I got back to camp. I were wheezing like a good one and snotting everywhere.
At the time of recording, it is very close to harvest.
Yeah.
We are a couple of weeks away.
Yeah, yeah.
The dust is going to be immense because it's winter barley. Can't usually wait. First. Apparently they've got the peas in already.
Have
and
they?
Down in Hampshire, they've got some winter wheat in already.
Right.
Fucking hell. Nora.
So yeah, you're a little bit behind up here. I'm just looking at the fields, and there's some of them are still green.
Matt likes wheat.
I've had Weet-a-Bix this morning.
Weet-Bix skits.
I've had absolutely fuck all to eat so far.
I should have got some.
I know, but I was yakking.
Oh, I should have got it on company account.
It's all right.
Company card.
Fucking yeah, close calls.
Do you know what? That was really weird. My arse just vibrated. It's my phone.
Oh my god, because I didn't feel it. Them love eggs.
No,
you had
no,
any
no,
close
no.
calls,
Ash? Me, yes, I have. Yes, I have. I say, it's not really a close call. I hit it, didn't I? That post on the way out of the site at fucking, where was I, in Birmingham or something like that?
You hit a post?
Yeah, I hit a fucking, there was a, what it was, is right, it's a double gate, but you can, if you open one side of it, you can fit a truck through.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy had only opened, when I went through the gate, originally, into the site, both sides of the gate was open. When I was coming back out, he only opened one side. And he said, is that all right? Yeah, I'll get through there, mate. No worries. Got halfway out and he went, oh, you've just knocked him to come off. So I was like, I'm sure it was Birmingham, something like that, anyway.
Oh, so he talks like that because everything's far too exotic for him. Poor old mate.
I bet Josh likes.
Could I have a kip of toy? sorry to all the Birmingham
All the Brummies.
Yeah, all the Brummies.
So I went out the site. Parked up at the side, and he was like, oh, you've hit the intercom, mate. I was like, for fuck's sake. But what they've done is, I went back in to go see the site manager or whoever it fucking was, and I says, oh, I've just knocked the intercom off, and he's like, for fuck's sake, you're not the first one that's done that, you know. And I was like, right, okay. You've ever thought about moving it? Well, it's been moved, and what they've done is, they'd taken the original post, put an angle in it, so the intercom still stuck out to where they could reach it from the car. It was just the foot of the post.
Was in exactly the same place.
No, it was further back.
It was further back. Oh,
so,
right, okay.
So the intercom was still in exactly the same place. It's just the foot of the post was further back. He was like, look, we've had it moved. I was like, but it's still fucking sticking out, you dick. Do you know what I mean? So that's one of my near misses.
Right.
When I first started driving, I used to drive a 7.5-tonner for a big furniture
we've
company.
We've all been there.
A van.
Big van. For a big furniture company, and I was very confident, and my second man was also a driver, and he said to me, do you want me to drive today? I says, no, I'm all right. It was middle of winter, ice everywhere, it had been snowing through the night, it thawed out a bit and then set rock hard, as it does. So I says, no, I'm all right, we're good. So we was going over to Hull, doing a bit of East Coast, and we had to stop at Bishop Burton on the way. There's a big fucking pond at Bishop Burton. So I got going down this main road, which had all been gritted. My turning was just bearing off the main road in front of the pond. So I started bearing off the road. And then all of a sudden the steering went very light, everything went really quiet, and I was like, shit, fuck, started heading towards this fucking pond, and there was an old water pump that was stood right in the middle of this fucking thing. I couldn't have hit it any better. The old water pump, I knocked that straight over, bang, probably been there 300-400 years, something like that. And yeah,
probably listed as
yeah,
well,
yeah. Ruined the cab on the truck, ruined the water pump, ruined my day.
Ruined history.
Gone absolute fucking bollocky. I went straight through the fence. Luckily the fence was there, otherwise I would have been in the pond, I think.
Should have ended up in pond,
you're right.
That would have been funnier.
Yeah.
If you'd done a proper Blues Brother Winnebago, yeah. you know, jump through the don't you say a fucking word.
So yeah. It was a right fucking job that.
Oh dear.
Great job. The funny thing was, some old lady that lived a couple of doors up, she come out and she was skidding about on the ice, and she, oh, it's very slippery this morning, isn't it? I was like, fucking no shit, love. No shit.
Well, were you? Greendale, it sounded like you're in an episode of Postman Pat.
Have you had any near misses? Not missed calls?
Not a near miss, an actual rollover.
Rollover?
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, you tipped the Connie wagon, didn't you?
Rephrase, I didn't tip the Connie wagon.
The Connie wagon tipped you.
Connie wagon tipped it. So, I was coming off of A18.
Yeah.
Where big roundabout is, where M1H is, and I was going round that, and as I was going round that, I was fully loaded. 8-wheeler, 32-ton. Wet concrete, piss wet through. So if you've ever drove a concrete mixer, when it's spinning round, your centre of gravity is all over the place.
Do they slosh a little bit?
Yeah. So I'm going round this roundabout, very slow, yeah. And a foreign driver comes off at M180 and just fucking carries on. So I swerve, which is a fast fucking movement,
yeah,
to try and miss him, and obviously centre of gravity chucks me over,
yeah,
a fucking concrete all over the place. I didn't have my seatbelt on, so
dangling
from the fucking steering wheel, pulled all muscles in my arm.
Okay, now.
Yeah, this was 14 years ago.
Did you poo yourself?
Fucking poo myself. I was covered in cuts and bruises, covered in glass.
Poo.
This woman
poo.
In a car that could have easily got crushed by me comes running up trying to drag me out. I couldn't get out because the windscreen was still solid. Mm. I had to smash the back fucking porthole window. Mm. And get out of there. She grabbed me. It was like something from a fucking movie. She was crying her eyes out. I sat on curb, coppers came, breathalyzed, taco out, taco disc back in then.
Oh yeah,
fucking
yeah.
07.
No frisbees.
Bloody hell. Yeah.
No, but yeah, no, weren't my fault. Got it all. They got a new truck out of it. My company. And
did they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
I got whiplash claiming, as yeah. you do.
Get a bit of whippy.
Yeah, yeah. Can't beat a bit of that.
For legal reasons, I did have my seatbelt on. Don't chase me now. So yeah, that was my close call.
Look,
more
mate,
of a close
you
call.
You can say what you like. They've got to catch you doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
for a conviction, or you know, for prosecution.
But farmers, that area, farmers were loving it. They were turning up in the fucking Manitous, shoveling concrete up into
yeah, well,
bucket.
Well,
in
we'll fucking take some of this.
Yeah,
we'll
yeah.
take some of this.
Yeah, we'll have some of this.
We'll do some footings.
I'll clean this up for you, mate. Fucking take it.
Yeah. Have
8
it all, mate.
Metres of concrete.
Shit.
Fucking piss wet through. We're going to a place up A18 Medjool.
Yeah.
Going there to do redo something to do with railway.
Chuffing, egg.
Yeah. Fucking hell, that was the worst day of my life.
Yeah. Scary.
Yeah. Back in work next day though.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Out of choice. Even with whiplash.
Yeah.
I bet you put your fucking seatbelt on then, didn't you?
From that day on, I have always wore
yeah.
a seatbelt.
You should always wear a seatbelt.
Yes.
Should.
Yes.
Always should. I know.
I nearly know. Did clunk click every trip, but that's a bit of a. Jimmy Savile, isn't it?
Yeah. I think we've said it a few times on here. Is it a Jimmy Savile, that?
Yeah.
That was
stop
a Jimmy Savile
that.
Thing in the 70s, that was, yeah. That was a massive campaign. I'm old enough to know.
Jim will fix it for you.
No, he won't.
No. We'll stop on that.
Tried to get me a milk a cab, long and folded.
Go on, son, grab it.
Just taste it. Taste the milk.
Taste that milk.
Now then.
Why is it spicy?
Jimmy's milk. Fucking
oh dear.
I bet they're having a right old pedo party in
up there.
Wherever, well, they're not
in,
up there, mate.
In hell.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Who
no,
else?
I don't even think they're there. They're in some kind of cesspit, I reckon.
Who else is there?
Dirty bastards.
Who else is there? There's Jimmy.
Jimmy Rolf.
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 Stewie Green? Stuart Hall.
Gary Glitter.
Who's that?
Gary Glitter's still alive.
He's still knocking about.
Oh, is he?
Gary Glitter used to perv on my dad doing parade in air cadets.
Of course he did. Hmm? Jesus.
Dirty little bastard.
Gary Glitter, up the shit. Who else is... Who's just snuffed it now?
Rolf Harris.
Is it?
Rolf Harris went. Yeah. Do you know he drank his own piss?
Of course he did.
Every morning. Fucking weird.
Fucking weird fuck.
Jesus Christ.
That's fucking weird.
I really don't want to drink my piss in the morning. I mean, I smell it when I go for my first one. Yeah,
it's not really nice. It's like Tizer.
Yeah. I did fucking think about it when I was stuck on A66 the other way.
What, drinking your own piss?
Yeah, I thought about boiling it up.
And you could have rehydrated it. You could
bovrilled it up.
Yeah, bovrilled it up.
Could have fucking bovrilled it up.
Just make it extra salty, wouldn't it?
Yuck.
Just going to give you a quick shout out to our patrons. They keep us going.
Yeah, they do.
You know what I mean?
They do.
Shout out to Luke Chapman, Chappers, Mark Hill, we ain't forgot you. Chris Ragg, we ain't forgot you.
Hey, Raggo.
Jamie Thelwell, Charlie Miller, Ian Croucher, Dakos, Keegs, Christian, Lewis Pridden, Liam Atkinson Bruce, Benjamin Abrams, Dan Chandler, Thomas Hoyland, Pedo Wilson.
Hello.
Hizzo.
Did you call him Pedo Wilson then?
That did sound a bit.
Peter.
Pedro Willie.
Where are you from? Please don't sound like that.
Peter.
It's like these people that try to sound.
I haven't finished.
You know, the youth.
And Kerry Oxlade. Go on, carry on.
Go on, Kez.
You know, the people that, you know, they come from like round here, but they're going, oh my God, shut up, mate. You're from bloody Rotherham, you know.
Yeah, fucking.
In Rotherhamites.
Peter.
Anyway, going back to shout outs, I just want to give a mention to Jamie Thelwell. He's got a new business venture. He's starting to do Thelwell's detailing.
He is.
So if anybody in the Darley Dale area fancies having their truck, their car, their tractor, or anything done.
No.
Might do. Well. If you pay him enough. Then get in contact with him. That's Thelwell Detailing on Instagram and Facebook. Or
do you reckon he'd detail your bum?
Jamie Thelwell.
Sort it out. You know,
just get one of them little fine brushes out.
Just need a B-day.
Give it a tickle.
Just B-day.
Quite clearly not.
I love a shiny car.
Oh, I thought he was going to say I love a shiny arsehole. Then I thought, whoa.
No.
He can't get it out in sunlight, Pete.
I am married with a child. I am not really gay.
That's a smug screen.
It's a very big cover-up story. Even his wife agrees.
She probably does.
If you ask his daughter, what do you think to your dad? She'll say he's gay, isn't he?
We just have a laugh.
Yeah, we all have a laugh. Yes. We all have a laugh.
Yes.
If we don't have a laugh, we're shit, aren't we?
Mm.
If you don't have a laugh, you're shit.
I'm just going to pass the mic on to.
Do you know what, Ash?
Resident Flanders.
If you, it doesn't really matter because we aren't even introduced to Senate Start anyway.
No.
So
no everybody knows who I am.
Everyone knows who I am.
They heard Pete on the last episode.
They heard Pete on the last one, so we're all right.
So
aren't
we're going to put Dan Brown on now anyway.
Got any near misses, Hello. Dan?
I've had a few.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I had the first one I had is one that came to my mind this morning, and I was in a rigid, a flatbed rigid. We did do you know Hepworth's build like drainage products, pipes and all that shit. I was tramping delivering that all over the place.
Oh yeah,
and I was down. Looking for a builder's merchant down in St. Austell,
down
Cornwall,
there.
Or long way away, and I didn't know where it was. It was before Google Maps, and I was really struggling to find this place. Turned out the postcode was wrong, which is always good. Sent me down, sat-nav sent me down this route through a 6.5 foot weight limit, width restriction, and this is back in the day when it's like, it's just a sign, isn't it? Just carried on, sailed through it.
Come on.
Turns out, you know, sometimes you have a width restriction and it's just to stop lorries going through somewhere.
So it was an except for access?
Yeah. Well, this one was because the road was really, really, really narrow. It was like, really don't go this way because it's right narrow. And it narrowed, pinch point, and there was like a big boulder on the side. And I completely fucked up my judgment and just like pummeled my, running bars down the side.
Oh yeah.
And took a great big divot out of my fuel tank. Shit myself when I looked back at it. So I twatted it and I was like, oh no. And I was like panicking and freaking out because I was lost. I was forward stuck. I thought I'd wreck my truck. found somewhere to turn round, stopped, backed it into this gatehole, jumped out, didn't put the handbrake on because I was going to have a look at the damage, and the fucking thing rolled back, right? Just straight away rolled back, and I'm like, slow motion, like, no!
Trying to push it.
And I'm like, but then it hit a tree stump. Boom, bang, into a tree stump. I'd like a... it was a flatbed with a tail lift, which is a bit weird. Yeah. And it was the tail lift post that twatted this tree stump and stopped me going through a fucking gate or a fence or whatever. And I was like, well, that was fortunate. Handbrake on, went round and have a look at the damage, and because it was on the other side, and there was a great big chunk out the fuel tank. How it didn't puncture it. And I'm like, fucking hell, I'm like 250 miles away from home.
I'd have been sick.
I'd imagine. So I like metaphorically threw up.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, but felt like it. Mm. You just took a photo of my balls, but
sickening.
Bastard.
Well, and I'm going to win this, aren't
you?
I?
Are. And I'm blinded by the shine
my
at the moment.
My bald patch is right. So Ash is now taking a photo of my butt. It's not a patch, is it? It's a field.
I can't see it because the brightness is too fucking
pissed.
It's too shiny. have you polished that this morning?
No,
so that
I
was
haven't.
A horrific day.
Yeah, I can imagine being that far away as well.
Turned out postcode to about 5 miles other direction, 2 miles other direction or whatever. And like,
it's something about the southwest, isn't it? Once you get past like Taunton, it's just all bets are off.
Maps don't
it
work.
Might be, it, you know, it might be here, it might not be.
I don't know if it was the same time I was down there, but I got...
I don't know, Shag. Take that corner there, you'll be right.
Yeah, my channel.
It's the last time I got... Well, one and only time I've got done for speeding was on the A... Is it the A30?
A30, yeah.
Coming out near Camborne, it was, doing 50. I remember the letter come through, it said, vehicle speed, 50. No, actual speed, 50. Road speed, 60. But vehicle maximum speed, 40. Because it was back in the day when lorries
were limited.
And this was Thursday morning, finished my delivery, and I'm like, I'm going home. I'm still like nearly a day's drive away, aren't I? Cruise control. I sailed through a dual carriageway at 50 and just not knocked it off. Sailed past the static van or whatever. And
we got you there doing over 40.
Speed camera awareness.
Yeah, all right, Sterling, you're a slow down boy.
Slow down on these here roads and that. Oh, we're not
managed to do a speed awareness course in Barnsley.
Did you? Never done one of them.
So
have you not?
No.
Do one during COVID. That's an education.
Zoom.
Zoom. Yeah.
I think now you can choose to do them Zoom or in person. I think you get a choice now.
COVID were great for things like fours and shit like that. You just sat at home doing it, didn't you? Mm-hmm.
Zoom, CPC.
We had a laugh on Zoom, didn't we?
We postponed all our CPCs and all the four stuff. We had to do mostly online anyway.
It's hard to take them seriously at the best of times, but when you're in front of a screen, bored on your...
Yeah.
You know, doing CPCs while not watching Netflix or something in the background.
It's terrible.
Oh yeah, if they think you're not paying attention, they'll kick you off.
I was doing it in my living room, computer or whatever, pointing at me, and I was watching something on Netflix.
Yeah, I had mine in the perfect place to have telly right behind it.
Not even.
To be fair, the guy that we had, he was all right. He was pretty sound.
I always get done on CPCs for playing on my phone, like not. Be more discreet.
You start playing on it and then you're lifting it up slightly and it starts showing on camera and they can see the top of your phone. You're concentrating.
I can guarantee what will wake somebody up, and I have done it, when you've got like 10 people all on a screen in front of you, is when you have a really explosive fart.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And you're sitting on a hard surface.
Make it slap.
Oh, it proper slapped. And I mean, everybody was sort of like, and then all of a sudden, I just saw everybody. I'd let it go. And I thought, oh, I've got away with that. Nobody's heard it. Oh, they heard it. They heard it. My God, they heard it. Because they all woke up and started laughing. Even the instructors sitting there with his shoulders going, you know.
It made a boring time better.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Defo.
Yeah. Farts are funny. Farts are funny.
I farted it the other week, didn't I?
Sunk.
It's fucking terrible.
Left a green cloud round him, it fucking did.
Ding.
Oh, man, I had my mouth open.
Are you
open
now
everything.
Mr. Methane then, Matt?
No, I do know of Mr. Methane.
Yes, I did. I saw him do a TikTok last night. Christ knows how old he is. He's been around for years.
Was he still going with his baggy...
Yeah. Greens, I mean, he must have an absolutely slack sphincter.
Fucking hell, he can do all sorts with it.
Yeah. God save the king. I mean, come on. You've got, you know, you've got to have inserted things up your batty to do that kind of stuff.
Hey, mate, have you got a party trick? Have I got a party trick? You
have
watch this. Why are you bending
you?
Over? Why are you spinning your bunches?
I'm very sorry, but I had herring the night
what
before.
What are you doing?
It's a party trick.
It's a party trick.
Hey, good one.
Mr. Me, he's a thing at 90s, isn't he, Mr. Me thing?
Yeah, I think I first saw him on The Word.
What's The Word?
Have you not seen The Word?
The Word is like... It was like Big Breakfast.
It was like a, yeah, but it was at late night. No. I mean, I watched a guy go, I'll do anything for telly, and then snogged somebody that was 90.
Oh, that old woman.
Yeah, yeah. That kind of does the rounds on TikTok.
I was too young to watch it at the time, but I've seen like programs referencing it.
Yeah,
like Nirvana was on there.
Who?
Nirvana. Yeah, and they when they were doing the, I think it was the Smells Like Teen Spirit, like tour, you know, before anybody knew who they were.
Yeah.
And they were... I don't know what they did, but they did a crazy performance, didn't they? They didn't do what they were supposed to do.
Yes.
I think they were asked to do one thing,
and they were like, get fucked.
Yeah. Was it recorded live on... Was it shown live?
It was recorded as live, I
obviously,
believe.
It's live when they record it.
Yeah.
Still
crazy.
Live. But yeah.
Never heard of it.
It's a bit before our time, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
It
really, isn't it? Remember, was it Terry Christian was the one of the presenters... Mark Lamar was one of the presenters, and Danny Bear.
That's a she, isn't
that's
it?
That's a she, yes. Yeah. This was the time before being, you know, ethnic, peace, bicycle, diverse, etc., etc., etc.
Yeah. No, I know...
I bet you edit that bit out.
No. No, is it the word woke? It's a woke world that we live in.
It is. It's
a long way to come to bring all this prejudice, isn't it?
I'm not prejudiced. I just don't like anybody.
I'm just not a fucking people person.
Yeah.
You're lucky I've come today.
Yeah.
You set of cunts.
I hate all of you.
I hate all of you, you bastards.
You bastards, yeah. Bastards, yeah.
I actually haven't said cunt yet. There you go. I've done it now. I've done it. I am made. I have said the word cunt now twice.
Don't worry about it. You know what, Pete?
Yeah, like a C-bomb.
We do like a C-bomb.
I'm calling this one anyway.
Calling it what?
We're running out of batteries.
Dave.
We've got to go.
Steve.
We've got to go. We're running
Steve
out of batteries.
Steve the podcast.
Such a shame.
It's fucking upsetting. We've not been prepared for today's outside broadcast. Dan is bringing some more batteries, but that'll be for a later thing.
Mm.
So.
Yes.
Get
is
us on
his website. Is that a late night thing?
No, he's coming back to because we're going to do a quiz if you're sticking around.
Yes.
He's had to nip off because his little one's a bit poorly, so he's had to come and
that's a shame.
Rescue
it. So, yeah, get us on his website, justdrinkingabout.co.uk. If you want, join Patreon. Is it decent, Pete?
It is decent.
Good, good. And if you want to shave your balls and make them look lovely for the summer, get on manscaped.com and use the code JTAPOD.
Feels good.
Feels
smells
good.
Good.
Smells good. Looks good.
Is good.
Tastes good.
Take your word for it.
Wait, what?
No, I ain't said the taste good. We're just going down that route.
I may have to invest in this.
JTA Pod Pete.
Have you not done 20% it?
20% off.
No, I'm on about the manscaping thing.
Yeah.
JTA Pod. 20% off and free shipping worldwide, motherfucker.
Your balls will thank you.
They will thank you.
Thank you.
That's that then, boys.
Thank you.
We bid you farewell.
Bye-bye.
We're Sydney.
Bye.